Creating a podcast feed, April 1st, 2008. Hi, this is Rick, and today we're going to talk about creating a podcast feed. Over the last couple of months, I've had a lot of requests from people to explain how I do my podcasts, how I create my feed, and I decided the best way to do this, instead of trying to explain it to everybody through email, that I would go ahead and just try to do a tutorial on how I create podcasts for the Blind Geek Zone. So, to start, a couple of the things you're going to need is, one, you'll need a web host. And my web host is 1&1, and this is where I place all of my files that I podcast, all my audio recordings. It's where I place my website. And this is also where I place my feed itself. So I have total control over the feed and what I put in it. There are other ways to do this, such as going through places like FeedBurner and other places that allow you to upload your material to them, and then they create the feed for you. I kind of chose against this because I wanted control over doing it myself 100%, and also I just really, you know, kind of wanted to learn how to do it. And I had a lot of trouble at first as well. And I did a lot of Googling, looked at a lot of different places, really didn't fully understand it. And, you know, I won't claim even now that I fully, you know, understand the process. I know how to fill out everything I need to get it to work, but I'm not going to sit here and claim that I'm an expert on it. So, while I was fumbling and stumbling on Google, I found a place that generated a podcast feed for it. You gave it some information, and it generated an XML file for you, and you downloaded it. So I played around with it and downloaded an XML file and was browsing through it and said, well, you know, I think I understand this enough, and I started editing on it and, you know, redoing it the way I wanted it. And, you know, after a little bit, I finally figured it out, and I finally was able to get my feed going. So what I'm going to try and explain today is I'm going to go through the process of creating the XML file you'll need for your podcast feed. I'm going to place up on the website a template that you can use that, you know, hopefully, like it did for me, will get you going a lot quicker. And hopefully by listening to this tutorial, you know, you'll be able to get it going as well. Okay, so what I'm going to do first is I'm going to go into this feed template I've created. So I'm going to
Alt tab, test underline feed.xml dash notepad, test underline feed.xml dash notepad, edit.
And I'm in Notepad. I've brought my feed up. This is a pretty simple feed. I'm going to go through it line by line with you, and I'll try to explain as best I can what you would need to put in, you know, to get this to work for you. Okay. The first several lines of this, you're just going to want to leave alone. There are things that are required for the process itself.
Less XML version equals quote 1.0 quote encoding equals quote dash 8 quote greater blank. Less RSS XML NS colon DC equals quote HTTP colon slash slash perl.org slash DC slash elements slash 1.1 slash quote.
Every feed you set up is going to have some tags in it. This is the first tag. It's called the RSS tag. And it will begin, it's a lot like HTML. The tag will begin like this one does, less than RSS greater than. And then at the end, it will end with a less than slash RSS greater than. And most all of the tags in the feed do the same thing. So this one is required. I would just leave it as it is, and just because I never change this at all here.
XMLNS colon content equals quote HTTP colon slash slash perl.org slash RSS slash 1.0 slash module slash content slash quote.
And this is still part of that RSS line.
XMLNS colon iTunes equals quote HTTP colon slash slash www.itunes.com slash DTDS slash podcast dash 1.0.DTD quote version equals quote 2.0 quote greater. Blank.
And basically, it's just some information for the syndication process, a really simple syndication, RSS. And it really, you never change it, just leave it as is.
Less channel greater.
The next tag you're going to have in your XML file is the channel tag. And it's less than, channel greater than. And down way at the bottom, once you're done with everything, you'll have a less than slash channel greater than to end it. This channel information describes your feed.
Less title greater the Blind Geek Zone podcast less slash title greater.
The first line here is the title. This will be the title of your podcast feed. And mine,
less title greater the Blind Geek Zone podcast less slash title greater,
is the Blind Geek Zone podcast.
Less link greater HTTP colon slash slash www.blind-geek-zone.net less slash link greater.
Okay, now we have a link information tag here. And in this section, we put the link to our website. And in this case, mine is HTTP colon slash slash www.blind-geek-zone.net. You would simply place your website address here.
Less description greater the Blind Geek Zone covers many different issues. Less slash description greater.
This is a description tag. This describes your podcast. And you can simply put in here whatever you want.
Less iTunes colon summary greater the Blind Geek Zone covers many different issues. Less slash iTunes colon summary greater.
Now, in this particular feed, we have some iTunes tags, and these are, I guess, important so that iTunes will see your feed properly if somebody is using iTunes to work with your feeds, your podcast feeds. So some of this information is redundant. This is the
less iTunes colon summary greater the Blind Geek Zone covers many different issues less slash iTunes colon summary greater.
This is the same thing as the description above, except it's for iTunes.
Less iTunes colon subtitle greater the Blind Geek Zone podcast less slash iTunes colon subtitle greater.
And here's the iTunes title. And then here I have the Blind Geek Zone podcast. You would put whatever your podcast is going to be called in this line.
Less iTunes colon category text equals quote technology quote greater less slash iTunes colon category greater.
And this is for iTunes as well. You choose your category. I've just basically, and mine just said technology.
Less language greater and dash less slash language greater.
The language tag.
L-A-N-G-U-A-G-E greater. E-N-U-S.
And it's just English, E-N-U-S, English-U-S. And here you would place whatever language your feed is in. Mine is obviously in U.S. English. But you could change this if you were, say, speaking French or Spanish or some other language.
Less copyright greater 2007. All rights reserved. Less slash copyright greater.
And here's your copyright information. Obviously, mine's a little out of date.
Less pub date greater Friday 26 January 2007 00400 GMT less slash pub date greater.
This is the pub date tag, and this I set up when I did the first podcast, and apparently this is your original published date. I don't change this, so you could just set this once, and let me show you here real quick.
Space J.
Let's see.
Home. P. U B D A T E greater F.
I'll show you the format, how this needs to be.
R I.
You have a three character day, like M O N or T U E or W E D for the day.
Comma.
A comma.
Space.
Space.
2 6.
The date. In this case, the 26th.
Space.
And another space.
J A N space 2. Space N A J A N.
Here we use a three character month. J A N for January, F E B for February, M A R for March, and so on.
Space 2007.
Then a year.
Space 00. Colon.
Then the time in GMT, and this is 00 colon.
04 colon 00 space.
And this is apparently 4 minutes after midnight GMT.
GMT less.
And then you have the GMT. And all the date fields are basically like this.
Less last build date greater Friday 22 February 2008 0 o'clock 00 GMT less slash last build date greater.
Okay, this is the last.
Less last build date greater Friday 22 February.
Last build date tag. And in here, you update this as you do each podcast. And it's the same format as above.
Less generator greater podcastlister.com less slash generator greater.
This is a generator tag, and it's this is where I originally got it from Podcast Blaster. This tag really isn't required, but I do leave it here just for the heck of it.
Less managing editor greater Armin at line dash geek dash zone dot net left paren Rick Armin right paren less slash managing editor greater.
And this tells who does the podcast, who's the editor of the podcast, and that's me.
Less webmaster greater Armin at line dash geek dash zone dot net less slash webmaster greater.
And this is the webmaster email address. And in here I have my email address for the website.
Less iTunes colon owner greater.
Here's another iTunes tag, and it's multi-lined information that you need to set up. This is the owner information.
Less iTunes colon name greater Rick Armin less slash iTunes colon name greater.
And there's my name.
Less iTunes colon email greater Armin at line dash geek dash zone dot net less slash iTunes colon email greater.
And there's my email address.
Less slash iTunes colon owner greater.
And there's the end of the owner information for iTunes.
Less iTunes colon author greater Rick Armin less slash iTunes colon author greater.
And here's an iTunes author, and then it's just my name.
Less iTunes colon explicit greater no less slash iTunes colon explicit greater.
And here's the explicit tag for iTunes. It's either yes or no, and generally I assume it's going to be no.
Less TTL greater one less slash TTL greater.
This line stays the same. I never change it.
Blank.
Okay. Now, what we're going to get into is the podcast information itself for each particular podcast. I have one item here, and as you go along, you will build this up more and more with multiple items, but the first...
less item greater.
Have an item tag here. It's less item greater. It starts the description of your podcast. And there'll be a bunch of different lines in here that you have to fill in. And then it will be ended by a less than slash item greater than. And then to put another podcast in here, you would simply just start again with, you know, less item greater and then all the information and a less slash item greater to end it. And you would just keep building the feed that way.
Less title greater Windows Unattended Installation Part 1 less slash title greater.
Here's my title of the podcast. And then you would fill this in with your title of your podcast.
Blank. Less link greater HTTP colon slash slash www.line dash geek dash zone dot net slash audio slash Windows percent 20 unattended percent 20 installation dot mp3 less slash link greater.
Here, for the link, you need to give it the actual address to point to where your podcast is. And mine is HTTP colon slash slash www.blind-geek-zone.net slash audio and then the name of the file itself. And this will change with every podcast.
Blank. Less comments greater http://www.line-peak-zone.net/audio/windows%20unattended%20installation.mp3/c.
Now everything I've seen just simply puts the feed, or not the feed, but the item that you're podcasting here in the comments area. I don't know why. I don't know if it's 100% correct, but this is what I do. I just, again, in the comment tag here, I put the link to the podcast.
Comments greater.
And there's the end of that.
Less iTunes colon author greater Rick Harmon less slash iTunes colon author greater.
And then we have to give the author again for iTunes, and then that you'll fill that in with your name.
Less DC colon creator greater Rick Harmon less slash DC colon creator greater.
And again, this is the creator for the podcast, and my name's in it. You can change it to your name.
Less description greater this podcast describes in detail how to create a floppy disk with a WINNT.zip file to do. An unattended Windows installation for blind users. Less slash description greater.
This is the description tag. This describes your podcast. And you simply would just give a brief description here of what your podcast is about.
Less pub date greater through 25 Jan 2007 19:34:03 GMT. Less slash pub date greater.
And this is pub date. This is the date that this particular podcast was made. So you would give it a date each time.
Less iTunes colon subtitle greater this podcast describes in detail how to create a floppy disk with a WINNT.zip file to do an unattended Windows installation for blind users. Less slash iTunes colon subtitle greater.
And this is the iTunes information again for an iTunes. If, you know, iTunes is downloading your feed.
Less iTunes colon summary greater this podcast describes in detail how to create a floppy disk with a WINNT.zip file to do an unattended Windows installation for blind users. Less slash iTunes colon summary greater.
And this tends to duplicate. I don't know if this is 100% right, but this is what the example showed me, so hopefully I'm doing it right. I suppose you could get away without the iTunes tags, but I just leave them in there since you never know who's, you know, downloading your feed and from where, and, you know, you might actually have somebody using iTunes to do it. So I do leave these tags in here.
Less iTunes colon keywords greater blind tech unattended Windows install less slash iTunes colon keywords greater.
Now these are the keywords that iTunes uses to, you know, help people find this particular podcast. You could put your own keywords in here that better describe the podcast. I really don't mess with these. I just put a few in here and I basically never mess with it.
Less iTunes colon duration greater 0:40:46 less slash iTunes colon duration greater.
And here's the duration that iTunes shows, and you fill this in.
iTunes colon duration greater 0 colon.
In hours, minutes, and seconds.
4:00:46.
This is 40 minutes, 46 seconds, 0 hours.
4:00:40 greater 0 colon 40.
Yeah, 0 hours, 40 minutes.
Colon 46.
46 seconds.
Less enclosure.
Now we come to the enclosure your URL tag, and this gives information about your file.
Early equals quote http://www.line-peak-zone.net/audio/windows%20unattended%20installation.mp3 quote.
And we point it to our particular file that we're podcasting.
Length equals quote 29,360,256 quote type equals quote mp3-audio quote slash greater.
We have to give it a length in bytes and tell it the audio type.
Type equals quote mp length equals ELENGTH equals quote 29,360,256 quote.
So in the quotes, you give it the actual length of your podcast, and this one's
length equals quote 29,360.
29 million bytes.
ENGTH equal quote. Type equals quote MP3.
And the type equals MP3. You generally never have to change the type, but you do change the length for each podcast.
Blank. Less get greater http://www.line-peak-zone.net/audio/windows%20unattended%20installation.mp3 less slash get greater.
And this is another tag where we simply put the link to the podcast in it.
Less iTunes colon explicit greater no less slash iTunes colon explicit greater.
And here's our explicit for the particular podcast for iTunes.
Less slash item greater.
And then we end the item. This ends the description of this particular podcast. Like I said, if you would want to do another, then right down below this, you would simply duplicate this information above here with the item from the item tag to the slash item tag. All that, you would just duplicate again.
Blend. Less slash channel greater.
And since we're done, this is down to the bottom of the feed. We're ending the channel information with a less slash channel greater.
Less slash RSS greater.
And we have a less slash RSS greater ending the RSS tag from above.
Less slash RSS greater.
And that's the bottom of the file. So it's not really difficult to edit this file. You can simply edit it in Notepad. Make sure you turn your word wrap off, I guess, for best results. You can basically, I'm going to put a sample up on the website, and you can download that and edit it to your own liking, you know, for your particular podcast feed and your podcasts in that feed. And once you have this edited, then you would simply use an FTP client to upload this feed up to your website. I put mine out in the root of my website, so my particular feed URL would be http://www.blind-geek-zone.net/bgz_feed.xml, and you can call your feed whatever you want. And then what you do is to get something like Juice to add this feed to its to the catcher is you simply would bring up Juice, and I'll show you this here.
Windows M desktop folder view list view my computer. Start menu E program submenu J Jaws 9 JFJ Juice submenu
J
Juice
J.
I'm going to Juice here.
Enter, leaving menus, start button.
And I'll wait for Juice to be ready.
Juice ready.
And it's ready. So to add a feed to Juice, you could simply press Control-N.
Control-N, add a feed dialog, general page, URL edit.
And I'm going to type in this test feed.
http://. /blind-geek-zone.net/test_FREED.xml.
And then you can hit enter.
Enter. List view not selected. Star date subscribe 107. :: over radio Leo subs. The Laporte Report dash audio edition and ACB radio replay podcast subscribe 3001.
And these were my various podcasts, that feeds that I have here.
The Blind Geek Zone podcast subscribe 735.8 blind-geek-zone.net/bgz_feed.xml.
Let's see if this is the right one.
The Blind Geek Zone podcast subscribe 735.8 blind-geek-zone.acb. The Blind Geek Zone podcast subscribe 0.0 blind-geek-zone.net/test_feed.xml.
Yeah, and there it is, and it says test_feed.xml.
Tab, list view, not selected, Windows unattended, installation part 1, downloaded, 28.0http://www.blind-geek-zone.net/audio/windows%20unattended%20installation.mp3.
And then there is the podcast that we set up in the feed. And there's only one here, so Juice is just showing us the one podcast. But it's that simple. Now you could simply just start downloading these podcasts. So that's about all you have to do is, you know, if you have a web host, You upload all your audio files, all your MP3 podcasts up to it. You create the XML file for the feed. You can take the template that I'll put up, edit that to your liking, upload that via FTP or however you upload to your website, put it out in the root, and then use something like Juice to capture their catch the podcast feed, and you simply give it the URL to your feed, like I just did here, and that's about it. Now, if you wanted to do something, say you wanted to have this out in a blog format, well, now what you could do is when you create your blog entries, you can just simply point them out to the individual audio files. You can put a link in each post, and you can point that way, and then people can individually download your files. You can also place a link to the podcast feed up on the blog as well, and they can take that and feed that into Juice or whatever they're using. And that's another way you could choose to kind of disperse your podcasts is, through blog posts. And that's pretty easy for a lot of people to do. They just simply, click on a link on each post and either listen or download that particular podcast. And some people like to do it that way too. Or you can do it, like I do on the website, where I actually have an audio page that kind of it has all the files there as well, and you can click on them. You see the description there, and you either listen to them or download them. So, it's pretty flexible how you can get your files out to people. Okay, that's about it. Hopefully, this description has been descriptive enough, and everybody can take the template I put up and edit it to their liking and start doing some podcasting. I've really enjoyed doing this. I've done quite a few now, actually a lot, at least as far as on the feed, the BGZ podcasts. I think the last one I did was 24, so I've done quite a few of them. This isn't maybe the most effective way to do this. There are probably other automated ways that may be better for some people, but quite a few people have asked me, specifically how I do it. As you see, you have to fill this feed out all the time, and you have to keep adding to it. It's kind of a tedious process in a way, and some people, like to do it, some people don't. It doesn't bother me too much, but like I said, this is just, one way that you can go about creating a podcast feed, and I hope that this is helpful to everybody that's asked me how to do it. And I look forward to seeing your podcast soon. This ends this tutorial. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Here's my contact information. My website is the Blind Geek Zone. The address is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. That's rharmon 928. My MSN contact information is rharmon928@hotmail.com. My email address is rharmon, that's rharmon, at blind-geek-zone.net. If you have any questions or comments on any of the audio recordings I've done, any of the podcasts, tutorials, or demos, please feel free to contact me. If you're in need of training or technical support or website development assistance, please feel free to contact me. If you have any other comments or suggestions, please feel free to contact me.